Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, July 3rd, 7:45 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, we have Cyril Loom from Caring Ministries for the City. Good morning, Cyril.
Good morning, Andy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks. See, I appreciate the time that you've given us this morning to come in and talk about Caring Ministries for the City. For our listeners who aren't familiar, much like I was not familiar with Caring Ministries for the City until we came across your story, tell us, what is Caring Ministries for the City?
Well, Caring Ministries for the City is our organization that is geared towards helping immigrants, low income, and those with the Lutheran Church really achieve the dream of home ownership. And through that, there's various means you do to achieve home ownership, but that's the essence of Caring Ministries for the City.
Very good. And so how do you go about that? I mean, who are those? There are all kinds of people that are looking for assistance, that probably need assistance, but have this dream of owning a home. And so you get connected with the folks who have this dream of owning a home, but aren't quite ready yet, right? It sounds like.
Right.
How do you help them through that process? How do you help them get ready for that and help them, reach that dream?
Right. Well, the first step, like you said, identifying those people, that want to achieve dream home ownership, but aren't there yet. So we foremost help them with financial coaching, just basic stuff as savings, teaching them what money is and how you can use it in various ways. And then we always connect with Justin Peterson, which is a nonprofit in the city. And they show you your credit score. They teach you, this is your credit score, this is what you need to fix, and this is how you go about fixing it. So really, that's who we really work with. We do the financial aspect of just coaching you, being there as a friend to encourage you to build up your score. Mm-hmm. And Justin Peterson does the aspect of the financial part.
So it helps you, it walks you through a whole class. You walk through a process of learning how to improve a credit score so that you can be ready to buy a home.
Right.
Now, that can be, for someone who has a low credit score, what kind of success stories have you had?
Well, I think my success story was the first immigrant family I did. She came in with about a 300 credit score. And everybody knows that's pretty down there, And she ended up with a 645, which got her the opportunity to purchase a home. But her success story is very unique for me. I learned something very vital, that you can give everybody, anything they want in front of them, but really the person has to want to achieve it. So all the tools were placed in front of her. We showed her what to do, all the credits aspect, but she wanted it more than anybody else. So she went out and she grabbed it, and she eventually moved out to Afton, has a beautiful 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And to me, it's a success story because that relationship has never ended. We always talk, mm-hmm. and we're always there to help them out.
So this wasn't simply just a handout. This was giving someone the tools,
right,
to get what where they wanted to be. Now, how does someone go from a 300? What was the time frame on that? Going from a credit score of 300 to 645?
Now, that's probably about a 1-year time frame. And
wow,
it could extend, because I have people that mm-hmm. were in her same boat. And that's why I consider her a success story, because I have people in the same boat that are still mm-hmm. trying to build up their credit score. Was how fast you want it, how determined are you to go get it? So it's really about a one-year process. If you do due diligence, that's what Justin Peterson and Caring Ministries really tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a 1-year process.
And through that 1 year, really just, what's the secret? What's the trick? Is there any sort of magic trick or, any sort of a specific thing that you have to do in order to go from a 300 to a 645? I mean, that's over doubling,
right,
the score.
Well, you definitely have to make sure you owe nothing. Your debts have to be cleared. You
mm-hmm.
got to make sure you open credit lines. Credit lines, you have to have at least 3 credit lines, but you got to be careful with your ratio. So these are the things that Justin Peterson and Caring Ministries are going to tell you. Be careful of the ratio between the credit limit you have.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful with that, and just make sure you pay on time, and don't even pay just the credit limit, but go beyond the credit limit, beyond the credit amount that you should pay for that month.
Mm-hmm.
Go beyond that. And basically, if you, the secret is follow what we're telling you. That's the secret. Follow what we're telling you and know that you want it and go get it.
So follow the guidelines, stick
right
to it,
right,
paying off debt in a timely manner, paying as over what the minimum is, it sounds like, and making sure you get those things paid off in a timely manner so that you can improve that credit score. Well, that makes sense. I mean, that makes sense. It seems like common sense, but sometimes it's hard to do. So sticking to it and cutting back in other places so you can make sure you take care of the debt. You don't have any outstanding debt, and very good. So being able to improve that credit score to be ready for a home loan. And then once someone has improved that credit score, where do they go from there?
Well, that's the perfect part. As soon as they get your home loan, we know, we see how much they're approved for. Mm-hmm. We start searching for a home. They got to pick out the area they want to do it at. So we pick our house and they get to see, do they like this neighborhood? Mm-hmm. If they like the neighborhood, they get a chance to go inside a house and get to actually design their house. Say, this is how I want my floor plan to be like, you know? And after that good part, then we start the modeling process. And that part's really, it's a fun part. You know, they're involved. Other people can get involved. The community can get involved, mm-hmm. in that sense. Once that's involved, and then the best part to our clients is we also assist them with some part of down payment assistance. So that's, in a nutshell, that's really what we do, yeah.
So it's kind of a combination of finding a neighborhood that you like, a home with good bones, we might say, because it's going to be rehabbed.
Right.
So a home that can be rehabbed, and then engaging a contractor and redesigning, rehabbing the home, and that can engage a number of people, as you mentioned. It could involve the community.
Right.
Very good. And so you work with a contractor, and that also gives the future owner the opportunity to have some say, as you said, in the design, the colors,
right,
and those types
of
things, and then go from there. So once it's rehabbed, then you said possible assistance with the down payment?
Yes. There's a possible assistance with the down payment. You know, of course, you go through the procedures, filling out a form,
mm-hmm.
and stuff. But we really see, like you said earlier, it's not a handout. You know, it's not a handout by no means. It's able to get you on your feet and mm-hmm. going so that you can be a success story in the future. That we never know who we're helping, what they might become. So we, of course, go through that process and down payment assistance. And if they want to also, they can add mortgage assistance, so 2 months mortgage assistance, and we'll see if that's fit, you know.
Wonderful. So they go through this process, and how many folks, how many homes for families have you helped? You've been with Caring Ministries for the city for about 3 years now. Mm-hmm. Any idea how many homes, how many families you've helped get settled in their new homes?
Yeah, we've helped 2 immigrant families, and we've helped all about 5 people.
Wonderful.
Yeah, no.
And all around the St. Louis area, correct?
Yes, all around the St. Louis area. Yes.
Is it in St. Louis City or St. Louis County?
It's all so far been in the county, but we're hoping to start putting, because you hear the name Caramans for the city, mm-hmm. of course. So we're hoping to put people in the city, but we always give them the choice because it's their home. It's not us that's going to be living in
sure.
there. It's them, yeah.
Sure, they help them find the neighborhood that's the best match for them. Mm-hmm. Well, if someone wants to help up, what are ways that people can help out, that they can help Caring Ministries for the city?
Well, you know, Caring Ministries for the city, that's a big part that we do. But we do so many parts. I say we're an evolving organization because
mm-hmm.
we deal with immigrants. We deal with low income majority. We also deal with Lutheran people associated with the Lutheran Church. But your services, we're evolving because people come to us with need. They mm-hmm. need jobs. So we help them with connecting jobs, building resumes. So really, if you have any specialty that you believe that you have, that you've unique through your job experience, if you're retired or not, or if you just want to give your time, you just contact us. Just contact us and we'll plug you in, because there's families out there, they need help. They mm-hmm. truly need help in several means impossible. People don't realize how much people need help. So if you have a skill that's mm-hmm. really vital, you know, if you just think it's just reading, teaching someone how to read, that's important too, you know? So those are the things we need from people.
How important are the partnerships that you have? I know before we went on the program, you mentioned that sometimes you partner with CFNA, Christian
right.
Friends of New Americans.
Right. It's really important, our partnerships. You know, we, as an organization, we want, no organization can do it by themselves. Mm-hmm. You need everybody to come together. And we all have our particular part that we do really well. But we partner with CFNA. They've been great, what they've done for us and what we do for them vis-a-vis that way. But for example, they help us through furniture donations, you know, washing machines, things as such. They get the supplies and we have the client. So we work in that way. Or if they have a client of theirs that needs mortgage assistance, rent assistance, they contact us. Other way, if we have a client that needs rent assistance, we contact mm-hmm. them. We always partner. Now, we're always looking for different organizations to partner with. Now, we're not a soulless, we're not an organization that sits by itself. We're here to try to get everybody together and work us.
Not a lone ranger.
Not a lone ranger. There you go. There you go.
Well, very good. How can our listeners find out more about Caring Ministries for the City?
Well, they can definitely visit our website at www.caringministriesforthecity.org, or they can always call us at area code 314-810-9285.
Very good. 314-810-9285. Or you can visit caringministriesforthecity.org, and you can find out more information there if you'd like to help, or if you know someone, if you are looking for assistance with that, achieving that home, that dream of owning a home, you can find out more. There's a form on the website as well for the home buyer, is it correct?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
So they can. Is that the first step?
That's the first step, filling out the form or contacting me and I'll direct you to the form, and that comes right to my email and the process goes on.
Very good. And then you'll get in touch with, they'll get in touch with Cyril Loom, and you're the coordinator for Caring Ministries for the City, and you walk them through the process and do it in a friendly way.
Yes, it's all about that.
I think sometimes when if we're struggling with a credit score or income, things like that, sometimes we might be embarrassed to talk to someone about that. But it sounds like they can approach you and the folks with Caring Ministries and not have to worry about that.
Right, we're here as friends. You know, I personally share stories with them, mm-hmm. because I was once in the same boat and I know people that's in the same boat. So I can connect with them in that manner. And we're here by no means to disgrace you, but we're here to say we're friends. We want to walk you through this, and this is what you can become if you go through these steps. And so far, like our success stories, and we hope to have many more success stories coming up. But this is what you can achieve. And all our clients that have had success stories, you know, you can go on YouTube and see Caring Ministries for the City. They speak on what we've done for them. And that's how we believe we're doing a good work, you know, when our clients can give you good feedback.
Well, very good. We've been talking with Cyril Loom. He's the St. Louis coordinator for Caring Ministries for the City. Cyril, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time, sharing with us this great outreach of Caring Ministries for the City, helping folks get that home.
Yes, sir.
Well, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily lectionary. I hope you can join us for that as we study with the Reverend Evan Gegline from Faith Lutheran Church in Rogue River, Oregon. We're going to get into Acts chapter 10 this morning, Acts chapter 11, verses 1 through 18, and we'll dig into that. And during the 9 o'clock hour, we'll join together for morning prayer, all part of the way to start your day with the Word of God and prayer here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.